SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court will not be intervening in a case involving a prohibited drag show.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejects a request for an emergency injunction from a student group at West Texas A&M trying to host a drag show. The show was scheduled to take place on the campus in Canyon, Texas, in the Panhandle next week. Last year, school president Walter Wendler banned drag shows from the campus, saying such performances degraded women.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Senator Tom Cotton says he'll be voting in favor of a bill that would force Chinese-owned ByteDance to sell off TikTok if the popular social media app is to be allowed in the U.S.
There's a lot of different bills to regulate TikTok in this country, but clearly what Congressman Gallagher and his counterparts in the House have done has gotten the widest consensus, and it gets the job done.
Senator Cotton stresses the new law will still allow TikTok to operate in the U.S., but only under new ownership, not controlled by the Chinese government. Meanwhile, TikTok creators across the country are expressing frustration over the bill. It's already passed the U.S. House of Representatives. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports that a prosecutor is out now in Donald Trump's Georgia criminal case. And we get more on that from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Judge Scott McAfee ruled District Attorney Fani Willis can step aside or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade must be removed. Willis and Wade had a romantic relationship. Wade later offered his resignation, saying he was doing so in the interest of democracy and to quickly move the case forward. McAfee did not find the relationship was a conflict of interest, but said the allegations created an appearance of impropriety that infected the prosecution team. Donald Trump's team wanted Fani Willis and her team kicked off the case. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. A campus ministry is kicking off a two-month evangelism campaign at nine influential universities.
The eight-week CU Rise campaign plans to disrupt the spiritual climate at all eight Ivy League universities plus Stanford. The founder of the Christian Union Ministry says large numbers of students attending the nation's most rigorous schools are ignorant about Christianity. Organizers say the goal is to introduce students how radical and different Jesus is and how he gives them purpose and hope. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Food for the poor says the state of emergency in Haiti has made getting food and water extremely difficult. The Christian ministry is preparing thousands of rice meals, hygiene kits, and other relief supplies, but they've closed their offices and distribution center because of violence and won't reopen until the situation improves. Food for the Poor is closely monitoring the rapidly changing situation in Haiti and is preparing for a long-term recovery. This is SRN News. A Hong Kong court sentenced 12 people on Saturday to prison over the storming of the city's Legislative Council building at the height of the anti-government protests in 2019.
Those sentenced include the actor Gregory Wong and the former head of the University of Hong Kong Students' Union, Althea Soon. They were among hundreds of people who broke into the legislature on the 1st of July 2019. Some demonstrators sprayed political slogans on the walls and torn up copies of the city's mini-constitution. Earlier, Ms. Soon told the court she believed that true crime, as far as the government was concerned, was the pursuit of democracy, freedom, and human rights.
That's BBC's Martin Yip reporting. The 12 defendants, including former student leader Althea Soon, actor Gregory Wong, and activist Ventus Lau and Owen Chow, were previously convicted for rioting. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.